Last May, Sheriff Ron Kramer and Treasurer Larry Lockin sued Eau Claire County after being forced to pay more into their pension funds as a result of Act 10. Kramer says under state law, compensation for elected officials can't be changed until their current term expires.
Once you set the wages for the 4 years of county elected officials, you cannot raise or lower the salary.
The judge agreed and has ordered Eau Claire County to repay the extra pension payments. Kramer says his share is around $2,800. But attorney Anna Peplinjack, who represents the county, disagrees.
The sheriff and the treasurer evidently believe that they deserve more favorable treatment than general municipal employees under the recently enacted Act 10 and Act 34. We disagree with their position.
Peplinjack is unsure whether or not the county will appeal. Andy Phillips, an attorney for the Wisconsin Counties Association, says other counties aren't compelled to follow the decision, but if the judgment holds, it could set a precedent. He says the acts are unclear about how to treat elected county officials.
Do we analyze this as a midterm compensation change, or do we analyze this is a state law and we have to follow the state law? Counties were kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Phillips says since the changes to pension payments were made by the legislature, Eau Claire County didn't do anything wrong. He says they were just complying with state law. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio in Eau Claire.